What are you listening to?
To another episode of Mad Chatter.
Oh no.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Actually, quick start for everybody. What do you guys call? Is it Father Christmas or Santa?
Santa.
But Maddie, was it always Santa for you?
Yeah.
Oh, because I thought maybe it was a South Australian thing that it's always been Father Christmas, because a lot of people
really?
I talk to in Adelaide, and like my parents will always be like, it's not Santa, Santa's American. Like, we always grew up with Father Christmas. But I've noticed in Sydney, it's a lot of an older thing. But then,
sorry, is it a religious thing? Though, like, people that are more religiously inclined
probably
going with Father Christmas.
I think Santa is like the commercialized version, because even I'll say it now, like, oh, when's Santa coming? Like, it makes more sense. But if I was with my family, you'd be like, what did Father Christmas bring you?
I don't think I ever even thought about
it. I think the religious one's Saint Father Nicholas.
Saint Nick.
Saint Nick, Saint I would have Nick. Like thought about more than Father Christmas. Actually, really funny, speaking of that, religious and Christmas. shout out to my grandma. The other day she calls me and she's like, and I'm like, oh God, we could be in for 4 hours here. She's like, oh, I'm stressed. I'm trying to send a letter to the Catholic Weekly, right? So she, an email. And she's like, it's not sending, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, we figured out the reason was because she was putting www. In the two.
Oh,
and when we fixed it, and I'm like, okay, all good. I was about to hang up. She's like, do you want to hear the letter? It's only one line. And I'm like,
oh, what does it say?
Sure. Okay.
Merry
if it's only one line. And she's like, well, they did a whole spread the other week about the local parish that obviously she goes to. And she's like, they wrote, blah, 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 had a lovely Xmas set up out the front. And
Xmas.
She goes, I wrote back to them saying, dear Catholic Weekly, I buy your paper every single week, and the fact that you said Xmas over Christmas is unholy or whatever it is.
No, that irks like my parents as well.
I mean,
my mum's probably the person getting that email from her. But Jenny Brinkman, if you're listening, you would hate that as well. Xmas. It's like, it's not Xmas. And like, it doesn't even make sense, because it's like, is it meant to be like cross, like a Christmas? But it's not. It's like,
it doesn't make sense.
Christmas,
but I didn't really like put the connection together that it was like anti-religious. Like, she was very much like, you're the Catholic Weekly.
Well,
how dare you?
To be fair, that is pretty bad that they did that, because they should have been saying, yeah, Christmas, because it's like,
she's
it's Christ. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Yeah.
She's not skim reading. She's reading everywhere.
She's reading everywhere.
They obviously wrote a word count that needed to fit things in. Speaking of, I don't know why this made me think of it, and you guys probably won't even find this funny, but it's just about grandparents. My grandpa called me for my birthday the other day. And like, my grandpa, like, bless his soul, but he's like just very, like, he would have been like, all right. Anyway, the story will make more
sense.
Sorry,
I love how we were like before this, what's happened the last 2 weeks? You literally had a birthday, but okay.
So much has happened. Anyway, he calls me. It's like maybe 5 o'clock on my birthday, and he goes, I like answer because I had his number saved in my phone. I was like, oh, hi, grandpa. He goes, oh, hi, Madeline. I just want to let you know, I know that it's your birthday. Ooh. And I was like, okay. And he's like, but I didn't have your number, so that's why it's taken me so long to call you. And I'm like, okay, we still haven't actually wished the happy birthday yet. And he's like, I'm just calling, and I just want to let you know that I had it written down. I know that it's your birthday today. And I was like, okay, thanks,
get
grandpa.
Get to the wishing.
And then eventually he's like, so I've called Jenny, I've called your mum to get your number, and now I'm here. Now I'm here. And I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, so happy birthday.
We got there.
Anyway, then I go, oh, yeah, I'm just like driving out to dinner with Daniel or whatever. And then he goes, okay, well, have a good day. Bye. And I was like, well, there you go. But he would have been like, you know what? Tick that box. I called Madeline for her birthday. And it was just that's just a classic grandparent call in my life, because it doesn't happen
so
that often.
Sweet.
I mean, I see that, but it's like when a phone call doesn't happen very regularly except for birthdays.
Your birthday's coming up next week.
Many times. Correct.
Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
We're both December babies.
Okay. What star sign does that make you?
Sag.
Not that I know anything about it. Are we star sign people?
I know mine.
Yeah, that's kind of
I don't, but I don't actually know what a Sag is. Like, as
a horse.
Do you know the whole rising?
What's our personality meant to be?
You know your whole like rising and moon and all that
God.
Stuff?
Oh, God. No. And like, don't they always say like, oh, so and so, like, they're really stubborn, or they're really outgoing, or they're really this? But I'm like, how can you categorize 8 billion people into 12 personality traits?
Well, that's
where you grab this random number.
But that's when I think it.
8 billion people, that's the population.
Is it?
Of the world.
Oh. I thought you just like grabbed a random number.
No, like, we're at 8 bill. We've cracked
that.
The 8 bill, baby.
8 billion and one.
Oh my God, yeah.
7 billion people in this world.
But I think
what's that from?
That's where the whole like rising and Sagittarius and moons and whatever, blah, 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 come into play. Because then that's when they're like, this is where the like scam, I think, comes into it. Because they're like, oh, that's when it's specific to you. Because it's like, it was this time, this your moon was here, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like.
And to be fair, I
still don't believe it.
I don't believe in it, but I get caught on my TikTok being like, the most compatible star signs. And if it's like not mine and Daniel's, I'd be like, well, we're doomed. I'm like, well, bad luck. Which two star signs like work together the best? Not ours.
If I'm buying jewelry and it's like star sign themed, oh, absolutely, I'm getting Aquarius. Don't be stupid. I can't be walking around with a Scorpio necklace on. But anyway, hey Turner, how are you going? Check in with you.
I don't know. I haven't got much to say about me. I've got a few stories about Proudy to report in later.
Actually, ooh, wait, before we get into that, there was one thing on the Christmas theme I wanted to check in on. The Elf on the Shelf, Sophie Fawns situation. How's that going?
My favourite thing to do in the world is move this elf. I mean, elves are alive. as has been touched, so it's lost the magic. Sophie's
Who wanted it?
Maddie.
I went to the servo one day, saw it, and I was like, this will be great to annoy Sophie with.
Okay, right.
And she's petrified of it. She thinks it's like cursed.
It is a bit. They are a bit cursed, to be fair.
Because I think she's like, it's always looking at you. It's a bit freaked out. The rule was last year it wasn't allowed upstairs. I've thrown that rule out the window.
Mate, you had it tied to a fan the other day, flying on a broomstick.
Because we went and saw Wicked. There was purpose.
Defying gravity.
And it worked perfectly.
Listening to that on the way here.
I'll definitely share the video of that because, yeah, great effect. Found my paintbrushes, tied her up. She wasn't happy about it. But last night was the good one.
Yeah, this is how I was, needed to ask Turner about it.
I'm getting there. She slept the whole night with it under her pillow. She didn't know. Oh, Sarah and I were like waiting for her to scream and get really angry, but she went the whole night, didn't even realise, bent down to pick something up and saw something under her pillow, freaked out, threw it at me. Got quite a hard head, actually.
Hey, to be fair, at least it means Sophie was sleeping through the night. Usually sleep.
That's actually true. It's like, how did she not feel that? She's not a princess, obviously. Princess in the pea.
So do you have to do this every night? Every day you move it?
Yeah, except it's really hard because Sophie goes to bed late. So sometimes it's a day elf.
It's literally like your daughter.
It's literally like Maddie sacrificing her sleep just to get it done for Sophie.
The way you're like, no, Sophie goes to bed. Yeah. Like she's in a phase.
It's so hard.
Oh, naughty girl.
Sometimes she likes what it does. Other times she gets a bit angry. Like when it was touching her bread. No, nah, didn't like that. Watering her plants. She appreciated the help.
That's fun. Well, we can jump back to your Maddie Proud stories now. I just wanted to address
the elf
in the room.
We can talk about them later.
Oh, you want to do them later?
Yeah.
Well, do we want to wrap this bit up and then come back to our beautiful fan listener questions?
I would love that. That's a great idea.
I was going to go with fans, but I'm like, is that cocky?
Fans? No, they're fans.
Listeners?
Listeners might sound better.
If they're at this phase and they're still listening, they're fans.
Or they've randomly stumbled across it.
Welcome. Go back to episode one.
No, actually don't. Skip that first
season. Go to maybe episode like 17.
It is time for some listener questions, which we actually haven't done in a while. And it's definitely not because we're desperate for content.
It's to keep us on track and on time.
I think we should just say that we've got some real loyal listeners out there. I had a woman at a Wente Leagues Club dinner the other night who came up to me and was like, can you please give my daughter a shout out on the podcast? But I've completely forgotten her name. So...
pregnancy brain.
You remember that I saw you and I'm having a real – anyway, I think the woman that told me had just got like 40 or 50 years service the Leagues Club. So shout out to you and shout out to your daughter. You know who I'm talking about. But also, sorry, there's another sidebar with this with our listeners. Is
I love this question box time. It's really good.
Sorry, we've really segued. Is our friend Maddie Turner and I's friend Chelsea Lemke, shout out to you as well that's listening. She has been like talking to us and she messaged us in like a group the other day and was like, oh my God, I've just listened to your last episode. And it was literally the last one we've just done. She's like, I feel like I'm just sitting in a room with you. She's like, it's actually kind of creepy. Like, I feel like I'm hanging out with you, which we've obviously got the feedback before from like our parents. And then I think she said like Bendo, Lauren Bendo, shout out to Bendo, also listens. And she's like, yeah, God, they're so open. And I was like, oh dear, am I too open? And I had this real moment of being like, I actually do often forget that people listen to this podcast. So I'm like,
I don't think it's you're
do
too
I share
open.
Too much? That's just me as well. That's me.
Yeah,
in general,
but like, it's not your being someone different.
No.
I feel like we have got Sophie a few times because we're like, no one listens, it's fine.
That's true. Expose her dating life.
She really spills her guts and people come up and have posters of dolphins and stuff like that.
You know what we do get actually? A lot of mum-daughter combos.
Yes. It's almost like a bonding thing for mum
it's
and daughters.
It's kind of crazy because I've met a lot of mum daughters, but the daughters are quite young and I was like, they're interested in this?
Are we ruining the elf for them?
I don't know. It's
but I do think we have some very, like, even after the last episode, I must admit, shout out to everybody, had, like, some beautiful, beautiful messages and even people, like, fans over in England being like, if you have the baby over there, like, I'll be your friend and help you out and blah, 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 blah. Like, I think our listeners, we're biased, but they are very good people and, yeah, we love you all.
And most of the time,
we love
loyal.
All our fans. Our chatterers.
Oh, no.
Not sure.
No.
Our yappers.
Yappers could be fun. Maybe we do need a rebrand to the Mad Yapper. Yeah. Who said that? Soph? Did Soph suggest
that? I can't remember.
Someone suggested.
Chatterers is not it though.
Was it your sister? No, it was someone.
Someone suggested.
Someone Turner related knew it.
Yeah, that's why I looked at
you. I feel like you, yeah, you definitely suggested it.
Thank you, whoever it was.
Guys, if you think we should now be the Mad Yappers, let us know.
Mad Yappers.
All right, Proudy, do you want to kick us off with a questione from the questione box?
Okay. All right, I've just gone literally to the first one that has come up. So, sorry, Maddie Ibs, this doesn't relate to you and it's a really quick one.
I don't want it to relate to me. So
but someone has netball with a lot of underscores has asked, Turner and Proud, which club did you guys play for in Sorkner? So shout out to – so Sorkner is a South Australian United Church Netball Association.
Right.
Which is random in Adelaide that, like, the main – before me and Maddie went to, like, play in the city for, like, contacts mm-hmm. and retreat, like, the clubs that are, like, their Prem League sort of clubs. We played in, like – it was just called Church Netball, which is
like – kind of like an association.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a club – yeah. So you played for all these different teams, but there was only, like – yeah, and then you could make like the Sorkner like rep team and stuff, and like you'd go away with the Sorkner team. And play. Anyway, long story short, the team that I played for were Glengarry Uniting Netball Club, and we were called Gunk. Still exists.
How unfortunate.
Shout out to Gunk. And actually, really great honour is that they renamed their Best and Fairest trophy after me only this year.
Oh, so, that's cute. That's, really, that's
yeah.
a fun fact.
Yeah, real fun fact. So I got to send in, like, I couldn't be in Adelaide for the – actually, I think I was in Adelaide that weekend, but it was my brother's wedding. And so I sent in a little video to the people. And then I met the girl randomly. No, it was my brother's grand final for Glenelg. And then I met the girl that won it that night randomly at the Glenelg.
Classic Adelaide.
Anyway, inception. Yeah. So that's a little tidbit for
up
you.
Up the Gunks.
Up the Gunk. 3-2-1 Gunk.
It's actually not too bad.
I like it.
My uni one was because we were UTS and that's hard to say, so we just added an SL at the beginning of it. You can do the math.
Very appropriate.
Turner?
She's trying. She can't do it.
SLUTS. Oh.
What did that spell?
Real respectable women.
Turner.
I actually played for two teams. I played for Seton United Church and then I went to St. Michael's All Angels.
St. Michael's All Angels were like our enemy. We would always like,
did you remember playing against each other?
I'm she's 2 years old. Older. I would be I was always one age group ahead, but I remember the All Angels.
Sorry, Turner just tried to disguise his knees and didn't do that very well.
Sorry. So just like a nice easy question to get us started.
No,
nice. Enjoy that.
It'll apply to like six listeners.
To be fair though, as a New South Wales Welshman, whatever. It always intrigues me, your Adelaide, South Australian setup. It is wild to me.
Because then we both played at Contacts in the city.
Yeah, it really blows my mind. So every time I hear it, I'm like, I'm trying to piece it together.
There's not that many people compared to Sydney.
But I also think that's why, like, SA's got a very, very strong pathways at the moment. And I think it's because you... Like, I think about how many players
you're in all in one place.
Yeah, but seriously, you are. Yeah. And then, like, you get exposed to all the good training, whereas, like, the amount of good players that would miss out on rep teams and all this, and then, like, they would probably just stop playing because they miss out on teams. Whereas it's like you kind of keep loving it because you keep getting into things, or there's always sort of opportunities to do something. But, yeah, there you go.
She's fixing netball.
I was actually telling while we're talking about younger teams, what, like, team song did you used to sing?
Oh, we had a fair few. It was, like... 2, 4, 6, 8 Who do you appreciate? 9, 10, 11, 12 Who's the best in the world? Go Gunk.
Did you ever do the HOTDOGO?
Woo, had to go.
I was telling.
Okay, Chaperone.
I know. I was telling Sophie about it. She's like, no, it's a Chaperone song. I was like, no, no, no. It's been done before.
No, no. Yeah, I was going to say that was. And you always hold your. Yeah. Did you guys do this? Did you hold the bibs and do a song?
And the captain. In the
my like rep netball and that growing up didn't have a song. Again, UTS had one, but cannot repeat.
At the end of every game, we would like link arms by holding the bib, like each side, like the proper bib that you put over.
This is an SA thing.
Then you would do a song. We also had like the like
that's crazy
everywhere you go,
everywhere you
we
go.
We had that at like people primary know, school, but just know. Like for your colour, no, your sporting.
We
house.
Would do that every yeah for every netball. Weekend.
No. And you, like I think sometimes you'd even make up like a niche song for your group.
I think I don't think it was odd for someone to have a song. I just never experienced.
Chapel Road must have gone to the Adelaide Netty Court.
Somebody like, looking into that. She's like Billie Eilish was inspired by the traffic lights. Chapel Road came here and she went to State Age one weekend.
I might really regret doing this, but since this question's about Sorkner, so I in under 13s made the Sorkner rep team, and me and one of my teammates made up a team song. And at that time, the song "I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker" was quite popular.
What a song! And our song Tom.
Oh, I wish I was a Sorkner spark with ribbons in my hair. In August and September, passion was in the air. We were born to play in a carnival far away. Oh, I wish I was a Sorkner spark with ribbons in my hair. Oh, and I still remember it. I was 11 years old. There you go.
Can we go back to the fact that you're like, I don't think I'm that open on here.
I did that in year six. I was Red Captain and changed the lyrics to Party's Just Begun from the Cheetah Girls to like Red is number one.
Oh God.
Keep going. And then I had, it was like, run like you know the future's all yours. Run to the finish, don't start to walk.
Guys, have you seen that? There's like all those Roosters players from NRL that have started a band and they've released a song.
What? I did see that.
Rap sort of, like, I think, I can't remember who's in, like Joey Manu or something.
I think,
like that,
yeah, Swally and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, we need to start a Swift band. I'll be all for it.
Didn't you write the Swift song?
Well, so actually Sophie Halpin's partner Sean Craig, also Sophie Craig's partner, he wrote the first bit,
right,
like
okay.
The actual, like, a Swifty for me. Sorry, no. I've just had
a Swifty for me.
No, that wasn't, that was me. He did the, how does our song go?
Oh, I'm loving what
Baby Brain, Baby Brain. Brain. Maddie, help me.
You started off
a Swifty for me.
No, that's the second part.
Oh,
it's, that's the best part.
Who are we?
Oh, that one, yeah.
But then, no, the song that I actually made up, never made it to our song.
It's so bad.
You're always a Swift and you're always doing more. Always a Swift, yeah. Come and see us soar.
I hate
it keeps going.
I hate it a lot. You're not going to Sydney.
Anyway, we kind of mixed that.
That's the ballad.
That's if we're all like, we've had a really good win and we want to sing a third song. That's what comes
that
out.
That feels like a Catholic primary school song.
True. Which is no diss.
No diss. No, mate, my primary school one was Slade.
Called to be like a bird.
That's what you should do. Like,
yeah,
like, it's the same melody. That's what I mean.
No, it's because everything I made up as a kid was like that same melody. It was like, I was like,
did we all make up songs?
One morning when I heard a noise downstairs.
We had a broken guitar. Don't know where it came from. No one plays guitar in our house. It's like two strings. It's so good. It's a cold, windy day.
Oh. Wait, how did it go?
It's a cold, windy day. And then I'd go, doon, 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 too wet to play or say. It's a cold, windy day.
That sounds like a Tenacious D song. Like, yes. And on the...
Lonely Island-esque. I only got through the chorus. The windy day really put me down. I went through a real phase where I really thought we were going to be attacked by like a tornado and I was going to die.
See, I had a rational fear of fires and of like quicksand.
Tornadoes and earthquakes.
Mm. Quicksand.
Mine was always fires.
Yeah, fire. Yeah. I get the fire one. Quicksand, not so much.
Quicksand, like one of those.
Where are you coming across that?
So that was something I saw the other day. I was like, what was it, like, irrational fear you had as a kid that, like, you've never found yourself in that, like, circumstance?
And it's dinosaurs, like, you know this. My 28-year-old irrational fear.
Oh, that's
dinosaurs.
So true.
That's
been one question.
Yeah, sorry.
That was my fault again.
We always have this discussion pre-pod. What are we going to talk about? And we get there.
Nothing I told to talk you about today.
We've just learned that Maddie and I were original songwriters.
So I feel like I really missed out on something.
Actually, I did put up in the thing where I said, can we, this week's EP, and I said it could be an extended play, so we could be releasing an album.
We could be.
There you go.
But we won't be.
But maybe not.
Should we stick with the music theme and go with the Spotify Wrapped?
I like that.
Because who knows, one of these songs might pop up.
Cold Windy Day did not make my top five.
It's a cold windy day. I'm okay with that. I'm just trying to find my Wrapped. Here it is.
I'm just going to go from what I can remember.
Yeah, I'm going by memory. But also,
I feel like yours is going to be very different.
No, I'm on the defense this year.
Like, you don't like
I'd like to take Spotify to court.
I feel like mine weren't accurate.
Your Honor, thank you so much. I've heard this from multiple people and I agree.
I've seen it too.
Okay. I'm going to just put a case forward for a second. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, okay? So once again, Maddie Pride knows this because I said it to her. One Direction, my top song, my top artist, okay? And I'm like, cool, okay, whatever. I think that is wrong because I think that data does reflect potentially time, like minutes listened, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it does, I'm not, that
the
insinuates,
finger is pointing for those.
That insinuates that like during the week, they're my most listened, like I'm genuinely going out of my way to find them and play them, blah, blah. I'm actually not, hand on heart guys, I'm not doing that. When I get my 1D in is when if I'm on a run, usually I podcast.
This time I'm ready to run.
I usually podcast, but if I need some more oomph from that day, I get them playing because no skips.
Mm.
And no it's skips. Upbeat, but it's upbeat. Like it's easy. I know. I
I'm
just
trying to understand
it.
Your problem.
So what I'm saying is if I run for an hour, that's 60 minutes of me listening to One Direction a week, but they're not on any of my go-to playlists.
Yeah,
so I'm shuffling all my playlists.
Isn't the rap just literally based on minutes listened?
Yeah, but I don't think that's a good enough reflection for me.
So you think they should change the algorithm?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Because it stitches me up every year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it does. It, like, you are right. And then I also think that My issue is like the play, because I listen to just like a lot of the DJ, you know, like the AI thing. And then it would always play the same songs.
Hey, Maddie.
What's up, Maddie? And I got like, some new music for you today. Like
4 years ago, you were really feeling your Timbaland fantasy. Let's play it.
Let's go to Sad Moody Girl on a Thursday night.
But that's my issue with it, because I'm like, that's not reflective of my like 4 or 5 go-to playlists. I probably have
what
one
would
song.
Have been your number one artist if you didn't get
it. I genuinely don't know, because I think I keep a lot on shuffle. Mm.
You got a really eclectic taste.
A 1975. I'm literally all over. It depends on the day.
That's fair.
I'm depressed a lot of the time. Could be really slow. But that's why I'm like, that is not... That's what shits me.
I did like that addition this year where like they would call, I think, I can't remember what they would be like, this is the genre you liked, like sad weird. Girl doing this or like country
it was
pop
like
with a ukulele. And
Pilates pop princess strut. I did not get that.
Like, that is like, not how me. How does that happen? Are they just like mixing up like words and trying to make up?
Yeah, it was bizarre. Anyway, okay. Who are your bands or how do you want to do it?
I feel like mine also was just like, an album came out and obviously I just clicked the top
this
album.
This is what I mean.
And I did that for a while and obviously they're the ones that came out. Yes. Like, so mine was like Taylor Swift, number one, but then like Post Malone was in it. Haven't really listened to him except when my album came out. Yeah. So I just had it on the background. Yeah. I was like, don't know what good like work music, because you don't sing along or you don't get distracted.
Yeah.
So I kept getting people whoever brought out a new album, you made it pretty much.
Didn't you have a really random song?
Oh, yeah. And then Troye Sivan was in it.
Which one?
Just
Get Me Started.
Get Me Started. Awesome. And so
it's a banger. It is a banger.
But it wouldn't even be the one I'd put on there.
But Sophie's like, I've never heard you play that. I was like, I don't even remember playing that.
Yeah, see, I'm calling it.
No, like, it's a great song, but again, how is it in my top five?
Yeah.
I'm only defensive because I actually am so curious to be like, it's true. What have I actually gone to? And because there was a song that I was like adamant. And I was like, I have played this song on repeat, not even in my like top 10. And I was like, confusing. Yeah. I was all male artists because I only believe in men in music, obviously. Women in sport, men in music.
balance.
We're getting t-shirts, mate. I'm trying to find them. Actually, Sabrina Carpenter's Bed Can snuck into like the top 10.
Mm.
But again, I remember going through that for like a week.
Sabrina Carpenter was my number two artist. See, I'm all about the female. Mine was Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Benson Boone, Gracie Abrams, Kelsey Ballerini.
Yeah, right.
But a disappointment for me this year was that I was only in Taylor's top 2%, not her top 1%. That's because all these little wannabes that came around when the Eras Tour was on. But randomly my top song from hers was Guilty as Sin, which
it's one of your DJs,
but it's in all, and it's always in my like daily drive.
Yeah, right.
Also shout out to Ali Miller if she listens, because my number 4 song was Take Me Home by Jess Glynn. And that's like Ali Miller's favourite song. Wrapped up so consumed by
like I had Noah Kahan, Beyonce again. She brought out an album.
Yeah.
Like anyone brings out an album, you're
if
in
we
it.
We made your Spotify Wrapped. Illy, thank you so much.
Even Daniel wanted to come on the pod.
He must have been
listening.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes. Daniel, I'm going to expose him so bad right now. Last episode, I think because he obviously had a bit of a vested interest, he was like, oh, it's a bit about me.
About my baby.
Literally, you know, we talk about him on every episode. But I caught him when it came out. He was like listening to it on loud. But so he obviously had it up on Spotify.
Yeah.
And then you know how it like does the captions for you?
Yeah.
So it will like say he's sitting there. And like I saw that he's watching
which
his
just
screen.
For liability reasons, we don't edit, guys.
No, and even Daniel said that he's like, this doesn't match what you're saying. But no. The thing was that, yeah, he was like watching his screen quite intently. And I assumed he was like playing a game or doing something while listening to the podcast, but he was reading a lot.
Don't laugh, someone else might do that.
Yeah, but I thought it was good. But the reason it's funny about Daniel is because Daniel's never read a book in his life. I was like, he never reads. So I'm like, why are you reading our podcast? Anyway, sweet.
Bro, just listen. Just close your eyes.
Exactly. Just relax.
Next question I'm going to address came in for a few people, so I'm not going to single out one person. But for you guys, first couple of weeks with Grace Nowecki and the team and Shani, who's been around a little bit longer, but just wanted to sense of how that's all going. And
they're my neighbours.
Are they?
To be fair, I have actually not been. Have I been there since Grace has moved in? Maybe not. No, she only came last week. Mm. They've come to God's country, Mortlake.
Mm-hmm. Okay, whoa.
That's more like the big side.
Great. I didn't think I was that open on the podcast.
She's like, I am unit one.
To be fair, I have done that before. I've like posted a box and I got delivered and it's got my full address on it. And I had all these people messaging me be like, or when Tegan shared her ebook thing and it was like my address on it. Anyway. I put up a thing already being like, welcome neighbor, and everyone, I tell everyone I live in Mortlake, so there you go. But no, they've been great. They've settled in really well. Grace has really struggled with the M4M8.
Trauma. Real trauma.
Yeah, I can imagine though.
Well, I understand because like the sign says.
Yeah, the signs are real. I get lost all.
And my maps stuff don't up.
Match up.
Yeah, the maps up. The maps do stuff up.
Surely we've come to a age in technology that they can get that right.
Don't talk to me. I agree. Because I feel like I have this thought about something every day and I'm like, we've got AI out there recreating like people's faces.
Seriously.
And music and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, we can't get maps right. We can't get this right. I can't. I'm like,
I felt like I wanted to be like defensive and be like, no, Grace, like Sydney's not that bad. But like, that's why she's living where she is, because she don't have to take the M4M8 to get to Concord to get to a Synolytic Park.
I do fear that we might have scared them off. Not we, as in me and Maddie, but we had a bit of an issue at training in past couple of weeks. So we've been doing our ball skills and obviously our physio thinks that our ball skills are terrible or not up to scratch because he's like, I don't know if I can see that well. I think I need to get an optometrist in to get their eyes tested because not everyone's got their eyes tested. No one's blind like Prouty. So
right. Okay.
The rest of us haven't got it done before. So he's like, I'll bring this person in. Yeah, pretty much just come swipe your healthcare cards and get your glasses fit. Anyway, everyone's got their glasses, got their eyes tested. Most of us have perfect 20/20 vision.
But can I tell you why the optometrist came?
Wasn't that why?
The ball's, no, but it was your peripheral vision. Oh. He goes up to me and he's like, we're sitting on the sidelines. He goes, have you seen an optometrist? I was like, Kenny, you're preaching to the choir. I can't see with it. Like, what's your name? and then he was like, but do the girls get their eyes tested? Like, oh, I guess unless they go to Specsavers. And then he's like, I'm just watching their peripheral vision. He's like, none of them can see out the side of their eyes. I was like, also because the people are standing behind them. But anyway, that was actually the whole reason was your peripheral vision that he went, but there you go. Sorry. Segue.
I'll continue. Anyway, all pretty much got 20/20 vision.
Yeah.
But like this optometrist like asks questions that you say yes to. Like he's like, it's quite clever with the wording. He's like, right. Can you still read this? Well, yeah, I can still read it. Like, because I can.
Yeah.
Like, not okay. Like, is this blurry? Can you still read? Yes, yeah. I can still read that. Can you still read this? I'm like, yeah, I can still read it. And then I finally go like, oh no, that's too blurry. So they'd be like, oh yeah. You definitely need it. I'm like, what? You just, what?
You don't wear glasses anyway, do you?
No, I don't wear glasses. I then have to pick, as in every player then has to pick out of these 8 frames on the table, glasses, blue light glasses.
It's a pyramids game.
For reading.
It's on commission, like.
And we have to pick these frames. Anyway, we're all like a bit confused what's going on because we're like, what? Did we just get scammed? What's going on? And we go back into the room. I'm like, well, I picked the one at the bottom right. They're like, so did I. Next thing we find out, everyone's got the same frames. So the next week, we collect our glasses and we've all got matching glasses.
We're going to post a photo of the girls.
I am so confused. I thought you were going to be like, and it was a prank and it was a mind challenge. I wish
it was. But no one actually needs glasses.
Did you have to pay for them too?
Swipe.
I mean, with all respect in the world, you've been scammed.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to mention his name, but don't go see him. It was the funniest thing. And I felt bad because, like, our physio did the right – like, he tried to do the right
thing. Yeah, of course.
And, like, he was a bit like, no, no, no. And then afterwards he's like, oh, what have I done? What have I created? We're all trying to run around with these glasses. We're like, we can't see.
And that's like the running joke. Like, any team meeting, everyone's like, get your specs out. But honestly, you should have gone to Specsavers.
So, yeah, I kind of feel like we might have scared – Grace and Shani, I thought we've actually a cult because we've all got these matching glasses.
There is the Swift's cult going around.
Oh, that's so funny.
Poor gals.
Okay, well, good to see they're settling in, and we will try and get them on the pod, I guess, eventually.
That was a request.
Let's just
it?
Let them, like, you know, breathe for a second and then.
And pick out their right glasses.
And maybe listen to an episode because they probably haven't been on top of it, and that's fine.
True. And they're going to be like, whoa, way too open. Sorry, can't.
More that like.
Is very true. All right, Prouty, your next question from the box.
There's some good ones on here.
Okay.
Sorry. We might have to cut this bit out. What's the biggest icks you have for each other?
Sending love from Singapore. Guys, we've gone global.
Shout out.
I love that.
How are we doing that one?
All right, I've got it.
Jenna
wrote the question.
It's Maddie's burner account.
Should I? From Singapore with love.
Go on, Jenna.
Mine for...
Are you reading this off your phone? Have you already got them written down?
Oh, wait, I'm just scrolling. I actually was like, well, I can talk about my story that I was going to bring. This is the perfect segue for yours. And I was like...
Oh, perfect. Oh, great. Okay. Jesus, I feel like she's been waiting to
talk. Finally, someone's asked a question.
Thank you, Singapore.
No, mine is for Maddie Proud, is that she orders selfies of her and Daniel.
Oh my God.
What? Oh my God, I'm so traumatized.
She was ordered, I think like 12 or 15 selfies of her and Daniel to put on the wall, like framed.
Okay.
Portraits.
Okay.
I need more. Are you saying like individual selfies? I need a whole explanation.
We were wanting to like put some photos up around our place. We're either going to get like another print or something like that. And then we're like, oh, we should put some photos up from like our holiday or something like that.
Yeah, just photos from the holiday.
Yeah. And the idea was.
That's all that it was.
We've got one of those ones where, you know, usually it's like a collage like thing or whatever. And I was like, oh, I can't be able to do that myself.
This is another TikTok
anyway,
ad scheme.
A great ad. This is an Instagram ad come up, Mixed Tiles. Uh-huh. And they're like quite handy. They just like, you take the thing off and you just like stick them on the wall, but they're not meant to take your paint off or anything like that. Yeah. And they come in like quite little ones. But if you put them all together, it kind of looks like it's all these little photos making out one bigger picture.
Oh,
I'll just get all these little pictures from our like holiday. it was on sale. Anyway, and I did it on three different occasions because I kept changing my mind. Classic me, I was like, oh, should I get them? No, I won't. Yeah, I will. What? No, I won't. So I started like sort of favouriting some photos that I was going to use. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Got to kind of like the 11th hour. I did it like 7 o'clock one morning randomly and I was like trying to ask Daniel which ones he wanted as well. And so I was trying to like kind of cross over the ones. I'm really trying to justify this.
Yeah,
myself.
I was going
to
say, this is different.
Anyway, the photos arrive and I'm like, oh my God, are these the photos we've chosen? Like, you would have thought that because it's of our holiday, we'd have like, yeah, a lot of like the scenery, a lot of like, you know, the beachscapes, the this. Yeah, literally, I think it was 10 photos. I think like 8 out of the 10 are just like of Daniel and I.
0.5.
And like, there's one of us like at the top of like the Arc de Triomphe with like the Eiffel Tower in the background. But like the photo, you literally just like Daniel and I, it looks like it could be like a telephone tower in the background. Like, it's so embarrassing. And I was like, kept taking him out, but like, no, there must be different ones. And I was like, what was I thinking when I ordered these? And so we've literally only been able to put like 3 of them up. It was like one of us in the gondola, one of the seascape ones I'd done, and then a selfie in another one.
Have you got photos?
There's photos, surely.
She doesn't want to upload those. Her face was like, mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they're very available at home as well. I sent a video to Sarah the other day. So
when I opened the box, because Maddie was like, I'm a bit embarrassed. Then I opened the box and it was just selfie after selfie from a different angle, different look.
It was like a big like pizza box full of them and you're like pulling out a slice and it was like everyone was a selfie.
But I was like, the fact that you thought you'd have like 8 selfies on the wall. Just
and like the worst part is that I was
crying.
I used to always be like, it's funny, like, I used to always like, no, like I don't like selfies. Like I'm not a selfie taker. I'm not this. Now I'm like, I've created a monster and I'm terrible.
But she was still being like, funny. Do you think I could put them up and just put like one with his friend that we have in the landscape and that'll break it up? I was like, no, that's not breaking it up.
Okay, we're going to need to see some visuals. Yeah.
I'll get you some visuals.
Sorry, it's a bit of visual. And then my other ick for you is you've been going, let's go for walks for about a month and a half and you've yet to organise it.
I did just say on the way up here though, we have each other and Find My Friends, and the last two times I've checked to be where you are.
Sorry, last two times I've stalked you.
You're busy.
To be where you
you're
are.
Busy. So.
Your girl's busy.
Yeah. One of them was actually Sunday, 2 days ago, but you were not around.
That annoyed me.
You guys were at some tennis or something.
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Is that where it was? See?
That's a peak.
See? Evidence, Your Honor.
That was actually very fun.
You should come next time. You're in.
Haven't played.
I don't know whether I want to tell this story because I don't know if it's like funny or not, but this has just made me think of icks. But the thing that made me remember it most was that you were crying. And I got told this story the other night and I was like, you know when you've like, you literally have tears streaming down your face because it's so funny. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether I think it's funny because I know the person, but you guys sort of know. Anyway, we can cut this out if it's not very funny, but I just need to tell the story.
No.
So my cousin Charlotte, Maddie, that you've met. So she has just moved to Perth, just moved out of an apartment in Sydney, and they have a cat. And they had to get cats.
You know this story?
No. Oh, yes, I do. Sorry.
No,
I
don't know if you know the end of the story.
I was thinking of Ali with her cat video.
Ali?
When she played the cat as the trumpet.
Oh, sorry.
That is also
Anyway, so they had like the air people come to pick the cat up at like 6:30 in the morning, the morning they were leaving. And they were like, all right, we've got to get the cat ready. And Charlotte like couldn't sleep all night because she was so paranoid about this cat. This cat is like her pride and joy because they'll have to get her on her little flight to be able to get to Perth. And then she was staying a night in like a cat hotel that had a vet connected to it, whatever. Yeah. And they were coming the next day. Again, No shame to people that do this because I understand that a lot of people do this, but it was more just the way this story unfolded.
Okay.
Anyway, so she can't sleep all night. She's kind of anxious about the removalist coming. So she gets up. She lets the cat out for like a walk earlier in the night. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Then they were like, oh, the people meant to come at 6:30, but they were like, oh, I'm not going to get there till 7. Mm. But they were like, well, while we can, because it's going to be really hard to get her into like the cat holder, like the little kind of like cage thing.
Yeah.
Like we better do it while we can. So they've fought to the nail to get Zoe the cat in this cat compartment. People have end up arriving about half an hour later, like, oh, she's already been in for longer than we wanted to. Like, all right, we need to just transfer off into the other one. And so they go to do it thinking it'd be really easy, but she just completely freaks out, like to the point where the cat has like scratched Charlotte and like her partner like so bad. Like, they're both like bleeding on all of their arms.
Oh, I see where the humor comes in.
The cat has run upstairs. Okay, I don't know if I should be telling this story, and freaked out so much that it jumped out the window of the top story of the house. Only two stories. It's okay. The cat has survived. The cat has survived. It's okay.
I'm pitching like Superman.
I know. It's like so, cats have 9 lives, so it's fine. It like
Charlotte, I've seen crazy cats jumping on
literally. Charlotte is like hysterical though. She's like crying, like being like, this cannot be happening. The cat goes to like kind of run away outside, like, we've lost the cat, it's never coming back. Anyway, eventually the cat obviously realizes, I don't know where I'm going. I'm not used to this, so comes back to Charlotte and Jack. They get the cat off, like, all is well. Charlotte, they then stayed at our place that night. And so during the day she gets there and she's like, I'm just so anxious. I just need to know when she lands in like Perth. I'm actually worried she's going to die on this flight because I don't know if she's got like broken legs, like all this sort of stuff. She's like, so I'm going to like call the vet and like prepare them, say like, you know, you might have to go some like sedation. You might have to do this. Anyway, so I'm sort of out and then I come home and she's like, oh, thank God. Like, I've spoken to the vet. Like, everything's all good, blah, 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 blah. And she goes, this is what I find so funny. Maybe I'm just the only one. She's like, and she's even sent a message. And I was like, who sent a message? She's like, Zoe, the cat. I'm like, what do you mean? Anyway, so this particular vet. This
Wait, is she being serious with you? Like, Charlotte's not laughing and you're just laughing at her?
I'm being like, I cannot hide my, like, because I'm not, as you guys know, I'm not really an animal person. Like, but I obviously understand this because they need to move the cat there. But this part I don't really get. So she, for starters as well, Jack, like Charlotte's partner, is like, apparently when she got off the phone to the vet, she's like, oh, was that Liv, like your sister? She's like, no, it was the vet. And she's like, you were on the phone for 20 minutes and you were talking about like all this stuff. She's like, yeah, we've just become really good friends. Like, I think I got to add her to the Christmas like list this year. Anyway, this vet has a thing where they obviously write, and again, this is probably a really common thing, but I just thought it was so funny, has written a message to Charlotte on behalf of the cat saying, hi, mum, it's Zoe here. Like, just letting you know, like, I was a little afraid. This happened. But the biggest ick is that Charlotte has replied. If I can get a copy of this message, I will post it in the thing. She is really like, my beautiful angel Zoe, or my beautiful baby. She's like, mum misses you so much and cannot wait to see you. And she's writing like, I'm just so happy knowing that, like, you know, she's in these great hands. And she's like, P.S. these new vets might be making it to the Christmas present list this year. Anyway, like, it's, I was like I'm literally trying to read this message out because she wouldn't read it. She like gave it to me and I am like splattering and like bawling my eyes out. And then, but also the other part was to it that she had to like sign, like send like an email of consent, pretty much saying like once the cat arrives, like the vet has like the authority to do like anything, like the vet has authority to do anything to the cat, like more meaning like she'll pay whatever it costs. And so they're leaving that morning and I'm like, you might not be able to afford to live in Perth. Like, you might be having like $100,000 cat bill because of email. What authority you've given them.
Oh my God.
Anyway, all is well. The cat is great. The cat is fine. The bill wasn't too bad.
Can you get a cat selfie, please?
She said, I am going to try and find this. So shout out to Charlotte, the cat lady. But
that was a great story. Yeah. I'll keep it.
Okay, are you happy with
congratulations
it? Congratulations. And also, again, nothing against anyone that has cats or talks to them like that.
You also deflected the ick as well.
Thank you.
I actually have an ick, but it's not about you two, but it's about Ali.
Oh, yeah.
Turner sent a Snapchat the other day that Ali skips parts of
such an ick.
Shows that she doesn't care about just to like follow like one storyline. Was that the thing?
So like she was saying like when she watches like say Gossip Girl, she doesn't like certain characters. She's like, okay, I'll just skip the whole plot of this.
Wild.
Like, that's crazy. Something I would maybe do if I was watching, like, One Tree Hill for the 17th time and I was
She's watching a new show. She was watching Lincoln Lawyer.
And, like, this when I found out it was Lincoln Lawyer, I was like, that is, like, a, like, kind of, like, a thriller, like, you need
like
to know.
Like, they all join together?
Exactly. Yeah. Everything joins together. No wonder at the end she's probably like, I didn't get it. I was like, well, how do you not get, like, oh, Ali.
Yeah, no, that's not for me.
But, like, we are all on the same page of, like, we're the people that, well, maybe not all of us, but I pause, like, rewind if even, like, someone was talking.
But that was
talking.
The issue. She paused. To go walk to the kitchen still.
But fast forward.
But I was like, wait,
else.
So you're not doing it to like make the show speed up? She's like, no, I don't care how long it takes me to watch it. She's like, I just get bored in certain spots. And then Sarah was like, classic. She's like, TikTok brain. Like,
yeah, that's true actually. Oh, what is it like speed consuming these days or whatever?
I don't, this is totally feels illegal because I'm mentioning another podcast, but are you guys across the Hamish and Andy podcast at all?
I don't
yes,
really.
I'm behind.
Know.
Yeah,
I don't
Are
really,
you up
I don't
to know. The extreme empaths?
I love extreme empaths.
Okay.
Do you know brought what this up is? With me? Yeah. No, I only know it through Turner telling me.
So for those who don't know what it is, it's basically like it started with Andy talking about his girlfriend.
She's going to tell the story that you told me. This is great. Sorry, keep going.
Do you know where I'm going with this? Yeah.
It's great. It's
well,
great.
Like people in just like regular people will feel sorry for something in their life that's like an innate object.
I feel like the easiest one
innate,
could be
animate.
Like when a fly gets trapped in your car and then you drop it off at the next location.
Yes.
You're like, oh, I feel so bad it's separated from its parents.
Or it's like rotating, like picking up a spoon but feeling bad because you used that spoon last night and you feel bad for like its friend or whatever. But I remember the one, you just like, that reminded me like pausing, leaving the room where like someone...
What is the one you told me?
You tell it because I actually can't remember it now.
There was a couple of different ones, but
there was two versions of it. Yeah.
There's one where like, if someone's talking, they won't pause until they finish their speech.
Yeah, yes.
Because they feel bad for interrupting them.
It's so good.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember what the other one
There was another one was like, if they leave the room or something, they like apologize or.
Yeah. Or you like, wait till they come back to you, pause.
Yeah, and said, there's one like where the wife interrupts them or something and like after she leaves the room, they go like, sorry.
Yeah.
Like they apologize for the wife doing it. Like shit like that.
Do you guys do that for anything?
No. Oh, I don't know.
I've thought about stuff every now and then, but I'm a little bit too fast and loose.
Like some of them are real extreme, like the dishwasher one where they've got to be with their pairs. Yeah. So like you have to have a friend of the same suit. So you have to have a fork and a fork together, knife and knife together, because like you just need to have a friend. Like
yeah, you need a buddy.
You could have two knives and two forks together, but you can't like separate them because they need to be together.
The
teaspoons have to have a mother spoon with them.
Stop.
They can't be by themselves with a knife.
Oh, anyway, so that's Hamish and Andy podcast.
I love it. Just, if you want to listen to that, just head over now.
Turner, was there any more questions that popped up to you?
Sorry, I was just so entranced by the conversation.
I really want to think about that though. Like if I'm an extreme empath about anything. But anyway, sorry.
I'm an extreme empath just in life, with other people.
I have great empathy.
I feel like sometimes you knock something, you're like, oh, sorry, and you're like, oh,
yeah, that's
not
true. That's very true.
Well, that's basic.
That's a basic, yeah.
I feel like we can answer a netball one and just like
give
some.
I mean, we can talk about netball.
If we have to.
Talk about the netty.
Do you want like an exclusive gender reveal on here?
I know her dad.
No, my mum will listen as well. I know. I'm sorry, people, because we do actually. Oh, there was a funny story. That same friend, Chelsea Lemke, we were on the phone and I sent, she's like, because she obviously listens. I'm not going to spoil it, by the way. And she was like, oh, like, did you end up finding out? I was like, yeah, I'll tell you. Oh, I was like, do you want me to show you the video that we did at the Swiss gender reveal? She's like, yep. So I send it to her. And so she's watching it while we're on the phone.
Mm.
And she comes, like, she goes, oh, it's a. And she says like the opposite of what it is. And I was like, wait, like what? Like, what do you mean? And she's like, oh, it's a little bit blurry. But like, isn't it this? And I was like I was so confused, but it's because like the cake had like two shoes on the top, like a pink and a, and we cut into one of the shoes, which was on the top. But that ended up being the opposite of what the actual like cake was.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's only looking at that, but like we're having this whole conversation. I'm there like, Maddie Turner warned me about this happening. Like, the baby was going to be the different gender. And I'm like, have I watched everything? Have I read everything wrong? Have I, like, looked at the cake the wrong colour? Like, anyway. But no, sorry, we can't. If anyone asks me just, like, in the street, I'll tell you, but not on live air.
Look in Mortlake, you'll find her. I feel like we could kind of talk around, like, when Will Proud's replacement be announced.
She's not replaceable. I'm irreplaceable.
Because Fever obviously announced about Janelle,
yes.
And they put out that her replacement we named before Christmas.
Yes. Oh, did they?
Yeah, which I thought was interesting to like put a date on it, because for us, I feel like we're under the whole like, thanks for getting pregnant early, so we've got time
to figure it all out.
Yeah.
I know. That makes me wonder with Fever whether they, like already have someone in mind?
Or is she further along or behind?
Wait, say that again.
Like, do you think she's further along than you?
Oh, I more meant like as in maybe they've just like, they already know and they're already like have signed them or whatever and they're like, oh, but we just can't release it for like another week or whatever. But no, I don't know how far along. She didn't say, did she? Because she didn't play in that last series and that kind of got people speculating. So no, I don't know how far, because she didn't even, I don't think in her post she said what month she was due. There's a lot. There's a lot of like netballers. There's obviously Nat Medcalf, Janelle Fowler, Callie Stanton, who used to play for the Vixens and for the Fever.
And Mannix.
And Mannix, obviously, yeah. That's, it's something in the water at the moment.
Baby season.
Are we allowed to say anything around timings for you guys to answer that question?
We don't even know.
So I was like, we'll address it by not addressing
it. Ryan is her like mentality, and she went, like, it's just been like, you know, I'm not going to rush a decision like
this. Of course, yeah.
Obviously, she's considering all options and everything like that. But yeah, they have not said, they haven't done what Fever have done and said, you know, we'll make a decision by Christmas. Obviously, you want someone, whoever it is, to be in the environment if they're not already. And you want them to be able to, like, you know, start building connections with the team. But at this stage, you know, it's still preseason and it's more just conditioning and stuff like that. So you would think as soon as, I mean, I would assume for Brighton, and again, this is all assuming, I haven't actually had this conversation, but you'd think by the new year, you would want to have someone locked in so that you can start, you know, that phase of training and things like that. But,
Yeah, sorry, I just thought we'd address it.
Yeah.
Without actually answering it.
The question I'll finish up with is actually not been asked, but I've been inspired by both of your shirts.
Ooh.
Wearing very different shirts.
Mine's but there is something in common.
Mine's a T-shirt.
Yeah, there's something in common.
Is this a fun fact?
No.
Oh.
Alphaba?
Oh.
Have you seen Wicked?
Yes.
Okay, good. We've all seen Wicked.
Yes. Have you seen the musical?
Yes, twice.
Well, do you love it?
Okay, so I saw it firstly in year 8.
Yep.
And like, couldn't remember the story for the life of me, but remember distinctly like that Defying Gravity note, and that changed my life. And I remember trying to find it on my iPod and had Defying Gravity and Popular for years, always knew that song. Saw it again earlier this year. Was like, what a whack storyline. Like a bit of a weird storyline.
This is my
line.
Feedback. It's like, I remember going to see the musical, same as you, probably, about 8 years ago, probably maybe even 10 years ago, and everyone had hyped it up, like, favourite musical of all time, and I love musicals. Like, at that stage, Billy Elliot was probably my favourite, now it's probably, like, a Hamilton or something like that. But I remember going into Wicked being like, everybody has hyped this up.
Yeah.
And same as you, I was like, love the music, especially Defying Gravity.
Also, the Aussie, did you say this year?
No, it's like 10 years ago.
Because the Glinda that was on this year for Australia was Chef's Kiss. But anyway, continue.
But I've never...
She was in Frozen.
Really?
She played Anna.
To know, actually.
Oh, I've never really liked the storyline.
But then once I saw the movie, I enjoyed it much better as the movie.
I still did, but I
actually
found,
really enjoyed the movie.
I found, like, I love the movie as well, but I did find myself, like, glancing down at the time every now and then, which I don't do. I think I needed to wee, but I was
there are
like,
a couple songs that you could go to the bathroom with.
Yeah.
I actually didn't find it as long as, like, a 3-hour movie could feel.
No, you're right.
I did quite thoroughly enjoy it.
Did you find Gladiator longer or... Wicked.
I think because I knew it's hard because like Gladiator, I obviously hadn't seen before, and whereas Wicked, I've sort of seen. And I don't know whether it was because I kept kind of thinking like, when's Defying Gravity going to come? When's Defying Gravity going to come? Maybe that made it feel longer. But Gladiator, I also felt like I was going to fall asleep, so maybe it was. I'm just in a sleepy phase.
I genuinely really enjoyed it.
I did
more than I actually thought I would. Not that I was against it, because I'm deep down. I am a musical theatre kid with no musical theatre talent. I do think I really enjoy it.
The songs, writing.
But like Greatest Showman, High School Musical, all that stuff. Love that. I'm like, I'm not in so deep where it's like, you know, those people have seen the real, like the Les Mis or the Phantoms and all
I
that
love
stuff.
Les Mis too though.
Hated Les Mis.
I love Les
anyway,
Mis.
Anyway, hey Les Mis. Like Hugh Jackman, let's not sing. Russell, let's stick to being Gladiator.
From now on. That's
but that, no, I did enjoy it, and I have had a few of the songs on repeat. Dancing Through Life was life-changing.
See, I thought Jonathan Bailey, he was my highlight.
I loved Jonathan Bailey. And not to take away from the two female leads, because they're amazing.
Oh, I don't think I've ever been
music.
I've never been giddier than when he first came in. I actually, because I'd forgotten he was in it, and I love him in Bridgerton.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, obviously you knew Ariana was in it. I was like, all right, okay, from the beginning, and then I was like, like, I actually was like, my heart stopped for a minute. And then when he started singing Dancing Through Life, I was like, this is the giddiest I've ever
been. I text someone just after it finished and was like, I need to know everything. Did he do that? Did he do that all himself? Did he sing? Like, I was fully like.
And she, what was the girl that played?
Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah, she was incredible. And to see that she did her stunts while singing. Like, and this is the thing. It's like, I'm sort of been like, oh, that. But I'm like, I loved it. Like, I was like smiling and singing the whole way through.
Yeah.
I think I'm just like, if you changed bits of the storyline, but then I guess that's I can't actually even remember the storyline, and we all said we couldn't even remember the Wizard of Oz.
No,
we were like trying to kind of go back and be like, I think I need to watch the Wizard of Oz again to kind of
the Wizard of Oz always creeped me out.
I remember hating the flying monkeys, but now I know why the flying monkeys are around.
Yeah,
so you that thing
why
at the end are you of the world of wicked.
Are you high?
Oh, I thought you meant like there was a reason, and then like she made them into the flying monkeys. I thought you meant there was like a reason that they were you know what I mean? Like they were doing something.
It is also a little bit of a confusing timeline. It kind of like the first part doesn't overlap with Wizard of Oz until like the second part of the movie starts to overlap. But like again, really enjoyed it. I think it'll actually win a lot of awards.
Yes, I had Sophie Fawn singing in my ear.
From a theatre perspective, I think Book of Mormon's still going to be my fave.
Your fave of all time. Have you seen Hamilton?
Yeah.
See, I loved Book of Mormon. I fell asleep. I was so jet lagged. That's a real shame. Jet lagged. I almost think I need to see it again when I'm in London this year. But see,
it's back in Sydney next year.
I still think one of my all-time favorites is Billy. Have you seen Billy Elliot?
No, but that movie is one of my favorite.
Because I loved the movie. I like studied it at school, and I think that it's like these young kids that are in it. I think I just am so blown away by when there's like kid actors and singers, and I just remember going to Billy Elliot with my mum in Melbourne, and just being exactly what you said about like life changing.
A really weird statement, but like kids in like dramatic roles.
How do they do it?
Like, do you guys remember Jojo Rabbit?
Yes.
Immediately one of my favourite movies as soon as I saw it.
So good.
For so many reasons.
Yeah. But how does a child, like.
They're just so good.
And they can memorize. And like, I think the same about that kid that was like in Wonder and he did Room.
Love that kid. Yes.
And he was in the Justin Bieber Lonely music video.
More importantly.
Can't remember what his name is.
Can't think of his name, but like, you know him. But when they're like the central or the lead of a movie and they can like carry that emotion and stuff. Incredible. Hits different. But Turner, how's your musical coming? I wanted to ask you, because I know you're a big Disney gal, have you seen the new Moana?
Yes.
Have you? Did you like it?
Yeah, so in 3D, that was an accident.
Was that like in the IMAX or something?
No, it was just at normal cinema. And it's like, don't forget your glasses. And we're all like, what?
How did you find it? Because I haven't seen it yet.
First one's definitely like still better, but like cute storyline, wholesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like Frozen 1, Frozen 2 definitely still better than Moana.
So okay. Huge. But you love Frozen.
Yeah.
Actually, you should answer. Are you a Disney fan? Like a cartoon fan? We've been doing our strength and conditioning coach. Actually, this is something fun that people could write in for us. He always has like a question of the day and it can be really random. Like, so we've had, top three Disney animated movies of all time. We had the other day, like Christmas movies.
Least favorite vegetables.
But then we had like, the other day, like does a giraffe have four knees or two elbows and two knees or – I don't know what the other, or four elbows. But what would be your top three animated Disney movies? What animated movies?
I'm going to say Hercules. Disney.
Tarzan is my number one. Mm-hmm. Hello, soundtrack.
Robin Hood many times, but that's not animated.
That's unfortunately not animated. Of the classic like Disney films, like do we put Toy Story in there or is that Pixar?
I put Toy Story. Like my number one I think was...
I love.
Oh, Shrek was my number one.
Oh, see, if we're doing Shrek and stuff, that's Pixar and that's DreamWorks.
It was just. I don't think it was Disney. I think whatever's it was an animated Disney film of all time.
Oh, that really widens it. Because like, if it was just like a Disney, I'd probably have like an Aladdin or a Lion King 2 in there.
Yeah.
But if it was widened a Shrek 2,
because you like Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe's hot.
I'm attracted.
Remake it, but not with the lions. Actually, speaking of the Mufasa coming out,
that looks quite.
I'm just not sold. The live action remakes, I've not been sold of. I liked the Aladdin one. I really didn't mind that one, but like the Lion King one is creepy.
Yeah, because they're
Stitches coming out.
I feel like someone's muted David Attenborough voiceover. Beyonce's come on the track and been like, Mufasa. You know what I mean?
That's so good.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, Lilo and Stitches coming out as a live action. It looks like a little French bulldog,
but he still looks like animated. So I'm like, what's
the point?
The point. I don't know how you're going to recruit a real alien.
Speaking of movies, has anyone watched Sideline, the QB and Me? The Noah Beck movie?
I didn't even know if you said that. Is that English?
I sent it to you. It's called Sidelined.
Oh, you did.
The Hubie and Me. On YouTube. Beck. Yes, except I sent it to Tegan to watch today. And in the like 3 days since I've watched it, it's been removed from YouTube.
Oh, no. I actually knew I needed to jump on that earlier.
But I'm so shocked. Like, Noah Beck's very randomly in my algorithm. Like, back when he was with Dixie D'Amelio, like, was always kind of in amongst
This is a world
it.
I have no idea about.
Oh, okay. So you don't know who he is. He's is he literally, a singer? No, he's like, he's literally a TikToker. Like, he was like soccer player. And then he was part of, I think, one of those, like, I could be very wrong, but was he a part of like one of those hype houses or something like that when they had those? Maybe. And then he just got famous because he's very attractive. And then he dated like Charli D'Amelio's sister.
Right, okay.
And then now he's gone into acting. And so it was always a bit like, this guy's never acted. Like, what's this movie going to be like? But was actually really good. A good rom-com.
I'm holding you there because I just had another question thought before I wrap this up. TikTok, Turner, TikTok Awards, talk to me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, JoJo.
Thomas
and her mum was there.
Jessalyn was there. So they must have made up because I thought they were in a feud.
Actually, Ash Fong told her. She saw her the other day.
Yeah.
Where did she see her? At a musical.
Yeah.
What's a musical she's around was that recently?
Yeah, because she's
dating a Sydney
potentially
aunt.
Dating some girl, yeah.
Talk
to me at the awards.
Awards are great. Great people watching. Obviously, we were hanging out the whole time. Like, when's she coming on? We know she's here. And then JoJo came out. And
was that your highlight, JoJo?
Well, yeah, because I don't like.
What about Nosey?
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Did Shannon sing?
I feel like he had a little bit of someone in his throat.
I also wasn't so sure about the hat.
The hat and. Was
did
like
he sing What About Me?
No, he sang.
He sang a cover, didn't he?
It was a cover. Oh. What was it? I can't remember. It was like with the DJ because that's
Sarah
what he does.
Sent it
the
to me.
The DJ makes covers of like famous songs. And so then he like came out.
Right, okay.
It was pretty fun. It was everyone like it. Laughed because it was like comical.
Right. Yeah, did you get any.
Robert Irwin, not a fan.
Oh. Really? Talk to me more about that.
Well, this is exclusive.
I just feel like.
Oh, she doesn't
understand. Like cringy.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I.
A bit much?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, but he could read off a teleprompter because a lot of the others, it was painful. Like some of the TikTokers you think are very confident and out there and like, woo, like on top of a stage in front of people, could not speak.
I've got no. Yeah,
it was actually very interesting.
Got something in his throat. Barnsey? I don't know what the song is, yeah.
Ooh. Drop it.
Anyway, yeah. But he's wearing like a little bit of like a, I don't know what sort of hat you'd call it.
I don't
top
know.
Hat without the top part.
Did you guys have people come up to you at all?
Maybe a couple, but not like.
Okay.
Many.
So no Indy Clintons went up to you guys. And went
I think she was a bit busy. She was hosting.
She was a bit busy.
But no, it was fun to like people watch and observe and.
And just at TikTok, would like an invite next time. You know who I am.
And at TikTok, want to sponsor our potty? Might need to start getting some visuals, but then we'll get
I was
there.
At TikTok headquarters today.
What were you doing there?
For work.
Oh, how cool.
And they love us. Where's my invite?
Plus.
Who's us?
Who I work for.
Actually, somebody asked if you still work for them and what was one of our questions.
I do.
She does.
I do.
That's why it's still funny.
Protecting and serving every day. What were you going to say, Jenna?
I can't remember.
Oh, you were hitting my leg, so I thought you had something to say. All right, well, let's wrap up this bit and get to whatever we're doing next. Okay, gang, we have talked for over an hour. So we
about
are going to
nothing.
We are going to wrap this up. Just like a Christmas present, see what I did.
Cute.
Maddie Proud, let's start with your obstruction, please.
My obstruction actually kind of occurred while we were doing this podcast. That's why you might have seen me glance at my phone for a second. But it actually happened, the first part of this obstruction occurred a few weeks ago when, Maddie, I don't think I've told you this story. So you might recall about, obviously it was about a year ago, I went to one of my friend's hens and it was at a winery and I had a few too many drinks and I signed up for their wine club back in Adelaide.
Yep.
And I meant to get like yearly, so yeah, it must have been over a year anyway. So I signed up and I was like, you know what? No, I really like this wine. It'll be good to get it delivered here in Sydney. Blah, blah, blah. I did it the first time. I was like, you know what? I'm not completely mad at myself for doing that. It was okay. Still have a lot of that wine in the cupboard still. We're overseas and I got a thing being like, your next shipment's about to come. And I must have written back something like, oh, we're away for the next few months till then. I wasn't sure if I was allowed to cancel it or not. So I think I just like pushed it back. And then I got a notification the other day that was like, X amount of dollars has been taken out of your account. Your delivery's on its way. And I was like, I'm pregnant and I'm not drinking at the moment. And our wine cupboard is still full. Anyway, as if that wasn't worse, I've now got a text realizing that they sent it to my old address. Oh.
Hey, just leave it there. That's a loophole.
That could be a really good Christmas present. But I have, it is only around the corner, and I have sent Daniel.
That could be a good KK, one of those bottles next week.
Well, and my brother actually texted me today, been like, "Oh, should I get some wine like sent to your place for Christmas Day?" And I was like, "Oh, well, funny you say that. I've already got some on the way.
I pre-planned it.
It's on me."
Matthew, who used to be on this
someone
potty.
Someone asked about him. That
he's just, he's, we've done this on two Wednesdays and he has coaching. So I haven't even bothered
sorry,
to check
Maddie.
In. But he signed up to Wine Club years ago at the Easter show. I still don't think he's cancelled it, but he has boxes and boxes. Literally when he moved out, he was like, "Have this box." And I was like, "You could give me like five." I don't want five, but I was like, but it's all, it was always a good emergency. Like, "Oh, what can I bring? Or what can I give to someone?" It's like,
it's true.
Pick out a bottle of red.
It actually is handy to have. And like, if it's something that doesn't go off, it's fine. But exactly.
It's now vintage.
It's vintage. Perfect. So anyway, that's a little adventure for me.
Oh, that was a really great obstruction. My obstruction is not an obstruction, but I just want to tell the story because I thought it was funny. And I can't think of anything else. So Charlotte's popped up again.
Charlotte. This is her podcast.
Yeah. So she was staying at Maddie's before flying out the next day. And Maddie's like, "Yeah, like couldn't be really cooking for them, but we're going to the palace. It's steak night. $18 steak, like easy." She's like, "Actually, Charlotte's a vegetarian."
No, but it wasn't even. Everything I said, actually, I went, "Yeah, it's steak night, but Charlotte's a vegetarian." But that was my way of like selling the pub to them, being like, "Oh, sorry, guys, I should cook. We'll go to the $18 steak night. Charlotte, I know you're vegetarian, but Jack can have a steak.
Too bad.
And so can me and Daniel."
That's a bloody steal.
Yeah, so that's my obstruction for Charlotte because Maddie took her to steak night.
Sorry, Charlotte. She had a great, she still had a great time, and at least the cat was safe.
As I said to you girls, boy, do I have a bunch of obstructions that I could choose from today.
Damn you bitches.
Like, what do you guys want? My awful trip to Goulburn where my aircon broke.
Oh, that looked
hurting myself twice in the gym. See that bruise, see that scratch. Burning my finger. The list goes on. But what I'm going to bring to the table.
The Goulburn one was pretty bad.
Which one?
The Goulburn one was pretty bad.
Goulburn was like one of the worst trips of my life.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Saturday I'm going out for a birthday and I'm doing some fake tanning. Never done that before. Of course I have. So I was doing some fake tanning, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, and I've been doing this thing at the moment. If it's like I've got the thing in the afternoon, I'll just do it in the morning, like put the tan on and like it's a quick one. So it does show up. It's pretty good. But I was like looking at it during the day and I'm like, it doesn't seem to be developing as much as I'd like it to be yet. Anyway, whatever. So I did double coat.
I think I did.
But it wasn't a like I put too much issue. The color, I was like, the coloring's a bit off. Like it's almost giving like a little bit gray or something. Anyway, so I'm like, well, too late now. This is who I am. Anyway, so I go to this lunch as I'm sitting there, also like the hottest thing ever, someplace in Paddington. And I'm looking at my skin.
Stop it.
And let's just say I was off to meet the wizard because your girl was green. Oh. Nobody in all of Oz, wizard that there is or was ever going to bring me down.
I was alpha.
I was like, oh my God, I'm green. It didn't hit me until I was like in this certain light and went, oh.
Did anybody else say anything?
Well, I just kept saying, I'm like, God, this is off. And they're like, no, it's not too bad. And then we'd move downstairs and I kept saying to G, I'm like, I'm green. She's like, the light's not helping. You're looking a little bit green. So I might have to get the photo from G, but it does look worse in the photo than. And I was like,
so good.
Yeah. So alpha bird my way through Saturday.
You know what? At least it was on brand. At least it was on brand. For the times.
So yeah, that was probably the least of the problems I actually had, but it was
entertaining. I was like, surely this can't be worse.
Prouty, your gain.
My gain, one I'm just looking at right now, it's my new Stanley Cup that the girls got me for my birthday. I'm like obsessed with it because I think I said in the last episode, like I'm just so thirsty all the time and like cold water and just like, I don't know, something about, I'm like stroking the Stanley Cup right now. It's beautiful. So that's one of mine. But then also, I don't know if I told you last time about that landscaping we were getting done at our place.
No, I don't think so.
But anyway, we've actually started landscaping. Fun. That's really exciting because like ever since we've moved into our place, we've just wanted a nice outdoor area. Mm-hmm. And they've nearly finished redoing all the tiles. It was a bit of an ordeal. We had some strata issues. We had some not so fun people on the. Anyway, we had a fair. It was a time that would have been an obstruction a couple of weeks ago, but we've got to the other side of it and it's progressing really nicely and looks really good.
Exciting!
Yay!
My gain is obviously like the elf shenanigans, classic. But also today I was lining up to do my groceries, like not groceries, but I just had a few things to buy. And the old man in front of me was like, you go in front of me. Like, I've got a full trolley. Like, you've only got like three things. And I was like, no, like, it's fine. I'm not in a rush at all. And he was like, no. Take it when you get an offer like this, take it. I was like, okay. Next time, it was like Christmas time, you know, when everyone's just like happy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like wholesome.
Oh, not everyone's happy. A lot of people are absolutely, like, have you been to the shops? It's
yeah, but if you give out good energy, you get good energy.
That's fair, man.
I'd like to think so.
not really, no. No, actually, not really, no.
My gain is I was in, Santa Claus rang me. Santa rang me and was wanting to help me buy a TV. And Santa went halves with me and a TV.
Yay!
I'm yet to see the TV.
She's off the iPad.
Yeah, so I haven't got it yet. Okay. Like, it's sitting at, Santa dropped it at Mum and Dad's house. Let's put it that way. And
Santa, get the address right.
Yeah, so we will be watching things on a TV very shortly.
Yay, yay, congratulations.
Adult. Woo! your goal, Prattie.
Sorry, I couldn't really think of one for this, but my goal at the moment, and I sort of half started it today, is I need to start clearing out our spare room because that's going to be the baby's room. And at the moment, half of my wardrobe, what's fun in like a lot of senses, but then I'm a bit of a hoarder and like our wardrobe in our room's not huge, but obviously I'm going to have to make some space in that one to get rid of some of my clothes. So anyway, I've started that process, but yeah, I've ordered some furniture and stuff for the nursery, which is really exciting. So my goal is to kind of, yeah, at least have that semi cleared out, like not the new room made, but at least the possibility of the room being made soon.
Good goal.
Thanks.
Very good goal.
My goal has kind of been achieved because I can't think of a new one. So, sorry, I really just make this into whatever I want. My bad. We've come up with a name for our ovarian cancer match for our 24-hour thing. We're going with like one cause, 24-hour netball marathon.
Nice. So we'll have a proper like explanation of that when more details. Like,
And we've correct. Got like a logo. I'm just going to show Maddie as well. We're like, going. I might have
used, did you make that?
No, Angus may have helped.
Shout out to Angus.
Slangus.
So hopefully we can get some sponos on board to help out. We want some t-shirts done, things so like
if
that.
You're listening.
To sell and make some more money that way. But now we're also thinking.
Did we give a little bit more of a background on this last time, or is this kind of being a shock to people?
I thought we talked about tie-dye last time, didn't we?
Because I think we briefly at the end, because I didn't know about it, you said you wanted to, it was a 24-hour
netball match raising money for ovarian cancer. So pretty much it's going to be coming out in the new year because this time of the year is crazy and no one really focuses on what they're doing in February, let alone December sort of thing. So you can buy like a quarter to have a team and be a part of this event. It's going to run 24 hours. We're going to be around. And hopefully we're thinking of doing like one court for like over 16s and then have like another court for under 16s, but do like a 12-hour challenge for that.
Yeah.
So then we can like get associations involved and be a part of it just to make it like a bit of a bigger celebration of raising money, awareness, fundraising for a good cause. Sophie Fawns obviously is a big part of it. Like her mum, I feel like is a bit of an inspiration for her. So I feel like she's a bit of a driving force, inspiration for the rest of the team as well. So we'll be like giving up money for coaching as well, things like that throughout. Lots of things to come and sort out, but that's the premise.
I don't know if we said this last time, but somebody suggested to us at Tie-Dye that we should do a live stream on the day, like a Mad Chatter live.
We actually should. That would be so good.
And I was like,
good.
The danger. We cut out so much
me
stuff.
Talking for 24 hours, challenge accepted.
She's like, make it double.
A live stream, we want to try and, yeah, if anyone's got any ideas, feel free to send them through because it's still all in the works and very much up in the air, but mid-Feb is what we're looking at because that is ovarian cancer awareness month.
And go you, Tony. You've done so much work on this behind the scenes, so you're
we're
a
getting
gem.
There. I feel like there's a lot to do. I don't know how you do the tie-dye stuff. It's hard.
Well, I didn't do any of the logistics. I don't know how they actually
yeah. And I'm not an event person, so we're getting people helping, which is helpful.
Delegation is key. Teamwork makes that dream work.
Keep going.
My goal, actually, already have said this to Tony, sorry, but I need to get into this Throne of Glass series that I've have started months ago and just have been very poorly reading, but think I'm going to commit to an audiobook for a bit because all the podcasts are done for the year, like all my ones that I listen to. I'm like, that's I think I'll true. Just hammer in, but I'm going to find it really icky
the names.
To read. Yeah, true. Selena, Kalina, Sailina.
Eileen.
but I think that'll get me into the series because I missed my little period of reading. But guys, it's almost January, which means the next
Fourth Wing.
Fourth Wing comes out.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's
just exciting. Anyway,
and
that's
you thought
just
you didn't have a gain.
Well, I still don't really.
Things are looking up.
Patty, what would you like to say to finish off today's episode?
Oh, I've got lots to say, but I'll just finish with perfect podcasts don't exist.